Saudi Arabia insists that Iranian weapons were used in last weekend's devastating attack on its oil industry. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that means the responsibility for the assault lies squarely with Tehran, and he called it an act of war, a term President Donald Trump has so far avoided. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports on Pompeo's message as he traveled today to Saudi Arabia.
As he flew to the kingdom, Pompeo dismissed claims by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen that they were behind the attack.
It doesn't matter. This was an Iranian attack.
The Saudis are stopping just shy of directly accusing Iran, but say it unquestionably sponsored the assault. Iran denies it and warns if the U.S. attacks in retaliation, it will face an immediate response. President Trump says he hasn't decided just what to do.
If we have to do something, we'll do it without hesitation.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Asked today about possible U.S. military action against Iran, President Trump said it was a great sign of strength not to attack.
There's the ultimate option, and their options are a lot less than that. And we'll see. We're in a very powerful position. Right now, we're in a very, very powerful position.
You say the ultimate option. Are you talking
No, I'm saying the ultimate option, meaning go in. War. No, I'm not talking about that ultimate option, no.
At the moment, it seems that neither Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor his challenger Benny Gantz is poised to put together a ruling coalition government after yesterday's national election in Israel. But what seems certain is that Netanyahu's grip on power and even his political future are in doubt. Final election results may come tomorrow in Israel. To stay up to date on all the news, we invite you to our website, voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Federal Reserve today cut interest rates by a quarter point, a move tied in part to President Trump's trade war with China. In its announcement, the Fed promised to act as appropriate to keep the U.S. economy growing, but did not pledge further rate cuts as demanded by Mr. Trump, a frequent critic of Jerome Powell, his own appointee as Fed chairman. Powell says he does not foresee any pattern of further rate cuts on the horizon.
If the economy does turn down, then a more extensive sequence of rate cuts could be appropriate. We don't see that. It's not what we expect. But we would certainly follow that path if it became appropriate.
A top NASA manager is casting doubt on the U.S. Space Agency's ability to land American astronauts on the moon by 2024. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
It was a goal set by the Trump administration and announced by Vice President Pence in March.
President Trump has relaunched the National Space Council, and at the Council's inaugural meeting in October, we unanimously approved a recommendation to instruct NASA to return American astronauts to the moon.
But Kenneth Bowersox, a former space shuttle and space station commander, told a congressional subcommittee he would not make a wager on that 2024 date, adding many things like funding and technical challenges need to come together. He acknowledges also there's a lot of risk in making that date. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Greta Thunberg, the noted young advocate for climate change, was back on Capitol Hill here in Washington for a second straight day. Here's AP's Ed Donahue.
The 16-year-old from Sweden told the House committee she didn't want to use her time to talk about the results of a report on global warming.
I don't want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to the scientists. And I want you to unite behind the science.
Thunberg has staged weekly demonstrations calling for world leaders to step up their efforts against climate change. While in Washington, she met with former President Barack Obama.
Do you know about fist bumping? Do you believe in fist bumping? You can do the boom.
The Trump administration has cut back many Obama-era environmental protections. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Trump administration is challenging vehicle mileage and emission standards in the state of California, which wants to keep its own stringent rules intact. California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom calls it a case of White House bullying.
That's not free enterprise. That's not about states. That's about bullying and intimidation. That's unethical.
Pakistan has ruled out talks with India until New Delhi reverses its recent controversial actions in disputed Kashmir. Pakistan also turned down India's overflight request for its prime minister's upcoming visit to the United States. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA. With all the latest hits right here.